Part 4. You will hear an interview with a criminologist about new laws to fight crime in America. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4.
Now that DNA testing is becoming more and more widespread, there are fears about how the information gained from the testing is being used. Dr. Brian Lee, a lecturer in criminology, explains how new laws are both causing concern and being seen as a breakthrough in the fight against crime in the US.
Because new statistical evidence indicates that criminal activity runs in families, the FBI can now use the DNA of a known criminal to investigate an unsolved crime. By that, I mean if the DNA found at a crime scene is similar to that of a known criminal, the FBI can question the relatives of that criminal and test their DNA.
So what you're saying is that if I were an American and I had an uncle who was a convicted criminal, I could become a suspect of a crime whenever DNA similar to his was found at a crime scene?
Basically, yes. This is now allowed because, according to government sources, 46% of people in prison have a relative who is either in prison or has been in jail.
And what explanation is there for this? Is it caused by genetic, social, environmental, or economic factors?
That's a difficult question to answer, and anyway, as far as I know, no research has been done by the government to find out exactly why. Indeed, a government spokesperson has said that it doesn't matter why, because the only important statistic is that 46%.
What reactions have there been to the new powers the FBI have been given?
Well, some organisations, such as the Civil Liberties Union, believe that it will lead to innocent people being treated like criminals by putting them under suspicion. As a result, these people's lives will be investigated, and personal details that have nothing to do with criminal activity will be revealed.
Can you tell us how DNA found at a crime scene is used in a criminal investigation?
Any DNA found at a crime scene is compared against the DNA of known criminals using a computerized system called CODIS. If there is a match, the identity of the criminal is revealed. And now, as I mentioned, if it isn't, near matches are investigated.
Just like most people, what I know about how DNA evidence is processed is limited to what I've seen on TV crime series. How accurate are these series?
They're pretty accurate. The procedures mentioned are the same as those used in real life. The only criticism I have is that these TV series make the whole process seem as if there is no possibility of mistakes being made in the laboratory. Unfortunately, there have been several cases of test results being faked, samples being mixed up and DNA being contaminated. Cases like these are causing us to wonder how wise this new law is.
Are there any other ways in which viewers can be misled?
Yes. Viewers can get the idea that whenever the police have DNA evidence, their case is automatically solved. In other words, they think that for the police, it's simply a matter of waiting for the forensic scientists to give them results, and there's no chance of them being wrong. I admit that DNA evidence has been invaluable, but it can't be used on its own. There has to be other evidence as well, like motive.
You referred to how useful DNA evidence has been. Is it likely to become even more important now that the FBI is using it to find suspects in unsolved cases by bringing in more people for questioning?
That's the main reason why these new laws have come into force and have received so much support. It has been estimated that if only 5% of criminals had relatives whose DNA information is in CODIS, the number of crimes that could be solved would increase by thousands. Of course, this is only an estimate, but it shows how successful this procedure might be.
But these statistics don't mention the effects on innocent people, do they?
They certainly don't. Innocent people could quite easily find that their DNA information is stored in CODIS, putting them in the same category as criminals.
And do you think a similar system will be developed here in Britain?
I think that the police here will keep a close eye on the effect it has on solving crimes. Any decision to use such a system will depend on how useful our police believe it will be. And if statistics are anything to go by, it won't be long before we follow in our American cousins' footsteps. But they won't be the only ones watching with great interest. Groups that want to protect citizens' rights will also be keen to keep up to date with the situation in America.
Thank you, Dr. Lee.
Now you'll hear part four again.
Now that DNA testing is becoming more and more widespread, there are fears about how the information gained from the testing is being used. Dr. Brian Lee, a lecturer in criminology, explains how new laws are both causing concern and being seen as a breakthrough in the fight against crime in the US.
Because new statistical evidence indicates that criminal activity runs in families, the FBI can now use the DNA of a known criminal to investigate an unsolved crime. By that, I mean if the DNA found at a crime scene is similar to that of a known criminal, the FBI can question the relatives of that criminal and test their DNA.
So what you're saying is that if I were an American and I had an uncle who was a convicted criminal, I could become a suspect of a crime whenever DNA similar to his was found at a crime scene?
Basically, yes. This is now allowed because, according to government sources, 46% of people in prison have a relative who is either in prison or has been in jail.
And what explanation is there for this? Is it caused by genetic, social, environmental, or economic factors?
That's a difficult question to answer, and anyway, as far as I know, no research has been done by the government to find out exactly why. Indeed, a government spokesperson has said that it doesn't matter why, because the only important statistic is that 46%.
What reactions have there been to the new powers the FBI have been given?
Well, some organisations, such as the Civil Liberties Union, believe that it will lead to innocent people being treated like criminals by putting them under suspicion. As a result, these people's lives will be investigated, and personal details that have nothing to do with criminal activity will be revealed.
Can you tell us how DNA found at a crime scene is used in a criminal investigation?
Any DNA found at a crime scene is compared against the DNA of known criminals using a computerized system called CODIS. If there is a match, the identity of the criminal is revealed. And now, as I mentioned, if it isn't, near matches are investigated.
Just like most people, what I know about how DNA evidence is processed is limited to what I've seen on TV crime series. How accurate are these series?
They're pretty accurate. The procedures mentioned are the same as those used in real life. The only criticism I have is that these TV series make the whole process seem as if there is no possibility of mistakes being made in the laboratory. Unfortunately, there have been several cases of test results being faked, samples being mixed up and DNA being contaminated. Cases like these are causing us to wonder how wise this new law is.
Are there any other ways in which viewers can be misled?
Yes. Viewers can get the idea that whenever the police have DNA evidence, their case is automatically solved. In other words, They think that for the police, it's simply a matter of waiting for the forensic scientists to give them results, and there's no chance of them being wrong. I admit that DNA evidence has been invaluable, but it can't be used on its own. There has to be other evidence as well, like motive.
You referred to how useful DNA evidence has been. Is it likely to become even more important now that the FBI is using it to find suspects in unsolved cases by bringing in more people for questioning?
That's the main reason why these new laws have come into force and have received so much support. It has been estimated that if only 5% of criminals had relatives whose DNA information is in CODIS, the number of crimes that could be solved would increase by thousands. Of course, this is only an estimate, but it shows how successful this procedure might be.
But these statistics don't mention the effects on innocent people, do they?
They certainly don't. Innocent people could quite easily find that their DNA information is stored in CODIS, putting them in the same category as criminals.
And do you think a similar system will be developed here in Britain?
I think that the police here will keep a close eye on the effect it has on solving crimes. Any decision to use such a system will depend on how useful our police believe it will be. And if statistics are anything to go by, it won't be long before we follow in our American cousins' footsteps. But they won't be the only ones watching with great interest. Groups that want to protect citizens' rights will also be keen to keep up to date with the situation in America.
Thank you, Dr. Lee.
That is the end of part 4.